Sports Medicine Hour every Sunday at 5 with Dr. Rick Lehman and Andy Strickland, only on the Big 550 KTRS.
For quality name brand furnishings, including the signature design line by Ashley, visit McGuire Furniture Rental and Sales. We've been locally owned and operated since 1981, and our newly expanded showroom at 650 Fifi Road near Westport has quality new and gently used furniture at low prices. Stop in today or visit McGuireFurnitureRental.com.
Furniture that you desire. McGuire Furniture Rental and Sales.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-520-1558. That's 800-520-1558. Don't wait. Call 800-520-1558.
Hey, Tiger fans, Mizzou is closer than you think. Shop the Mizzou store for your official Mizzou and SEC clothing, gifts, and tailgate essentials. From game day fashion to Mizzou collectibles, the Mizzou store has something for every member of the family. Save 25% off on black and gold Fridays before every home football game. So shop the Mizzou store, located in the Chesterfield Valley, for the largest selection of gear and gifts at the official store of the University of Missouri. For Mizzou, by Mizzou. M-I-Z, you know the rest.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Join in the fun this Friday and Saturday at the largest indoor yard sale at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds in Belleville.
You'll find some great deals with over 500 tables under one roof.
If you want to beat the crowd and get a sneak peek,
there's an early bird fee of $5 on Friday from 4 to 7 p.m.
On Saturday, it's free.
It's the largest indoor yard sale this Friday evening and Saturday till 2 p.m.
at the Belle Claire Fairgrounds.
Call 618-223-0052
or go to bcfairgrounds.net.
The world can be an unpredictable place. If you own a firearm, are you trained to use it safely and effectively? Be a responsible gun owner and get the training you need at Metro Shooting Supplies. Metro can train you to use a shotgun for your home defense. Metro also has concealed carry training and private lessons for beginners and experienced shooters. And Metro has an indoor shooting range. Stop by Metro Shooting Supplies today to sign up for a class or a lesson. Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. BuyLearnShoot.com or on Facebook.
Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It's formulated to make your drive come alive. So if you want to add more excitement behind the wheel, choose Shell V-Power today.
Trying to sell a home? Need help buying? You need experience and results. Hi, this is Terry Hall, and these are some of the results of recent clients I helped. I helped an investor get a home 30% below list price. I helped a lady sell a home $15,000 over list price in 5 hours. I just helped a young buyer close on a deal where there were 6 other people bidding on the home. You trying to sell? You trying to buy a home? Call me, Terry Hall, 314-220-0524. 314-220-0524.
For your real estate needs, you need the K. Bova Selling Team, now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K. Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air.
Good bone health.
I got great bone health.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 9th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Window World, the largest selling, the number one replacement window in the United States. And inside the Playhouse, we will also have the outdoor segment. That's right, two shows for the price of one. And that, of course, will be brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. The Window World is the Playhouse sponsor. Thank you so much for joining us. We have one of the all-time great jokes that is always requested. Happy to do it today, as well as a couple other things that might make you happy.
Hey!
Our control board operator, a job that not just, okay, anybody could do it, but our guy happens to be Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are looking to have a long-term investment plan created specifically for you, then you need to sit down with Mark and Jason for an absolutely free consultation. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And we just looked at a YouTube video of a guy who made a paper airplane. It's not only a launcher, but it folds the paper into a paper airplane in one. And Rat Boy was looking at it. The guy did it on a 3D printer. And Rat Boy says that he has come up with a printer, and you can make almost anything out of it. You need three ingredients. It's called the three what printer?
Cheese.
Three cheese printer. Mm. You put like Swiss, cheddar, and Provel in there, and out comes a product. He hasn't perfected it yet.
Huh.
Good luck with that, Rat Boy. The three cheese printer. Look for it soon at a store near you or through, I'm sure, Amazon. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Thank you so much. Welcome by Window World. Don't you like it when you find out that a successful company is also a very charitable company? I know I do, and that's Window World. Window World Cares is the charitable arm of Window World, and they give a lot of money right out of just the St. Louis Window World to St. Jude. What is it, $500,000 now, right around there that they've given? Yeah, to St. Jude Children's Hospital. It would be enough if they just offered a great window, which they do, for the money. $189. I'm telling you, you're not going to find. Do you hear crackling and popping?
Yeah.
What is that? Storm?
Dan's mic.
No, I think it's this microphone.
Oh, that's great. Window World is the number one selling replacement window, and there's a reason for that. One, the price. Two, the quality. If you're going to put a full-blown, big, fat, you know, lifetime warranty on anything, it better work right, and it better not fall apart, or you're going to be spending a lot of money replacing it. You're going to be out of business because the defective product will kill you in cost to replace. They're not worried about that. They're happy to stick a lifetime warranty on there. Then there's the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Good luck finding any other window for that price that has that on it. Not going to have it. This is it. There's a reason they're number one. Window World. Don't settle for anything else. Unless you just want to spend a lot of money and brag to your friends that you spent, you know, $800 for each window you put in. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. And now it's time for the outdoor segment. Welcome to the outdoor segment brought to you by Pistols Plus. Well, I guess you've all either been outside or looked outside today. It's gray. It's gray and kind of just blah.
Maybe some rain coming.
Oh, there's a lot of rain coming.
Yeah.
And people turn to this outdoor segment for ideas. What to do when it's like this. Take a nap. Take a big, long nap. And that's the outdoor segment.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very informative.
It is informative. Brought to you by Pistols Plus. Now, they're also very informed. That Bruce can whistle. He can really whistle. Thank you, Bruce. Pistols Plus is very informative, too, because they have people behind the counter who are informative, whether it's about guns or rifles, handguns, shotguns, rifles, archery. I've told you before, I'm not an archery guy. I wouldn't know what to, if I picked up one of those bows, I wouldn't know what to do with it. I know what it does. It shoots arrows, but I don't know one from the other. That's just not my thing, but it is for lots of people. There are a lot of bow hunters, and there are a lot of, hey, there are, I think you can get a scholarship, like an archery scholarship some places, if you're on the archery team or something. They have an entire department dedicated to that. Tom will take great care of you. And then upstairs, there's Randy and Tom and Jim and Pam and all these people who know a lot about guns. And a lot of people who go to buy a handgun have no idea what they're looking for. They just know, well, I want a handgun. I feel better. And who wouldn't feel better if you're in a house, it's the middle of the night, and somebody's trying to get in? What are you going to get, grab a stick or something? But they don't know what to get. Or if they want to carry legally, what do I carry? What is best for me? Do I need a semi-automatic? What brand? Some people think that the brand makes the difference. That they'll help you with all that stuff. You want to get your concealed carry permit? You can take that training right there at Pistols Plus. It's a terrific place. Take your kids, too. They're going to be fascinated with the... I need to get a number of how many stuffed animals are in there. It has to be 100. There's a lot of stuffed things in there. Small, gigantic bears, mountain lions. It's like going to a museum at the same time you're going to check out weaponry. And then, of course, accessories. They have all that. It's a terrific place. I've been going there for many, many, many years. Right across from Staples in Osage Beach, Pistols Plus. PistolsPlusGuns.net is the website. If you can't remember that, go to FrankOpinion.com under sponsors, link you right to their website. Now, I mentioned very briefly, I think 2 days ago, that a woman that I know well who had started a pet care business, and they have already gotten response. I didn't even have the website on my site to link you to, but now I do. It's Critter Care with a K. Critter with a K, Care with a K, Critter Care for You, the number four and you. And if you go to the site, you'll see what they do. They have, this business is doing really, really well. And I want them to do, this is not a sponsor. This is just a woman I know who has done an incredible job starting a great business, and she loves animals. And this is a business where they come to your house and walk the dog for you or feed them if you're not home or sit in your home with them. And these people are really carefully screened, and she's done really, really well. I'd like to see her continue to do well, and I know she will. So Critter Care for You, that's the number four in you. And again, you go to Frank Opinion, click sponsors, and it's there. They're not an advertiser. This is just some, when I, on occasion, run across somebody that I know and I feel good about, because I know how people are about their pets. Look, I love dogs. I love them. And people are, I don't want to say weird about their pets. They're crazy about them. They're family members. And they're not going to let just anybody come in the house. First of all, letting anybody come in your house for any reason is a little dicey sometimes. Not with these people. CritterCareForYou.com. And like I said, whatever it is you need, you're going to be gone for 2 or 3 days and you want that dog or that cat or whatever to stay in its own home, fine. They'll put somebody in there that'll follow your instructions. And they have a deal where they want their people to meet the client and the pet in an introductory meeting before they even sit or come by, because they want them to get to know each other. It's a really well done. Critter Care. Okay. What do we need to cover here today? I have a, about 23, 24 years ago, I bought a piano. I don't play the piano. There's nobody in our house to play the piano. It's just me and my wife. We don't play. But our kids took lessons, so I bought this Yamaha, this gorgeous, I had money at the time. I had some pretty good dough. And a client, an advertiser, and we were at Kix. Country music, and I went in this piano store, and I'm very weak when I see things that I want, and I cave, and right there on the spot, as this company says, we want to go on the air, I go, I'll take that piano. It's $11,000 23 years ago. It's a Disclavier. It's a player piano. It's a beautiful piano, but it uses what we used to use in computers, those discs, those little hard discs. And I fired that thing up today, and I haven't played. I forgot how fantastic piano music is when it's playing itself, because we don't play. And it makes me wish I could play the piano, but I don't have to. It plays itself. So if anybody out there has any old Disclavier discs and you don't use them anymore, you sold your piano or something, I'll buy them from you.
Have you ever sat down and acted playing?
Oh, man. Years ago when I got it, and you know how you get something and you just play it and play it until you're worn out on it? Somebody was coming over, and when I knew they were at the door, I sat down at the piano, and it was some classical piece, and my back was to them, and their jaw dropped. I mean, holy cow, can he play? And I turned and acknowledged them. I turned my head. Yeah, hey, come on in. And as they got closer, I got up and shook hands with them. They kept playing. So they knew I wasn't playing. But it's a fun thing to have. So discs for the Disclavier. I guess I could go online and find some more. Glenn Campbell is in a home, Alzheimer's home, outside of Nashville. He doesn't know his family now. He's a stage six. Level is death. He's at a six. I don't know if you've been watching this on the NBC Nightly News. Peon hasn't. He doesn't watch the news. I think Today Show did a segment on it. This is a really sad thing. It's sad for anybody. But what's really so baffling about life is that a guy this talented, and I don't think most people know how talented Glenn Campbell was. This guy was one of the most requested studio musicians in Nashville. He played with Sinatra and Elvis. Glenn Campbell was on more albums than you could count before he ever became a star on his own. And he was an incredible guitar player and bagpipe player and banjo player. And brass, like trombone, you could play anything. And then he sang in a high voice, "Hi, everybody, I'm Glenn Campbell, the Rhinestone Cowboy." I really like Glenn Campbell. And this is a really sad thing. And I like what he has done. When he knew he had this, he went on tour, did 150 dates with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, didn't his daughter go with him?
His family went with him and was on stage with him and had to kind of prompt him and help him because he would get stuck.
But the words?
And have to look at her and go, "Did we do Rhinestone Cowboy?" Mm-hmm. You gotta hand it to the guy. He took what most people would consider an embarrassing situation. It was just right up front and told the audience, I'm going to screw some stuff up and forget some stuff because I got this disease. But it was interesting last night, the segment that I watched that we'd recorded, they will visit him, and his wife said sometimes they'll hand him a guitar, and he doesn't have any idea what it is or what to do with it. And then he'll have those brief flashes where he'll take it and just start playing it. And 5 minutes later, he doesn't even know what it is. Isn't that a weird thing that happens to people's brains? It's just, I don't know. We'll never see a day when there's a cure for most of this stuff, but I can't wait to see this documentary. They just finished a documentary because he insisted that when he knew he had it, they start documenting his visits to the doctor and his tour, and I can't wait to see that. And I call my dad this morning, and I said, "I'm sure you're following the Cardinals." And he said, "Yeah." Like he didn't really know what I was talking about. And I said, "Playoffs." He goes, "Yeah." "Oh, yeah, yeah." And then I said, "Too bad about Glenn Campbell." He said, "Yeah, that's too." I said, "He's got Alzheimer's." And I said, "It's really pretty sad." He said, and then my dad said, "Yeah." He says, I wonder if he's still doing the football. And I said, "Glenn Campbell, the guitar player." He said, yeah, Glenn Campbell, guitar player. And he sat on the panel with Jimmy Johnson and did football. And I said, "No, Daddy, he didn't." He said, "Yeah, he did. He was just completely..." And then finally I said, "No, that's like Bradshaw." And finally he said, "Oh, yeah, Terry Bradshaw." He gets so confused now. And he walks in his sleep, and that's dangerous because he lives by himself. He's 88. Oh, yeah. He told me he's been having a rough time with that because he was dreaming that he was looking for a dime, and he woke up on his hands and knees. My dad could barely get up off the floor on his hands and knees. He woke up and realized that he was dreaming he was looking for a dime. We've talked about this before. Dan, you said you've walked in your sleep.
I did.
I've never done it, but we had to take my dad had a couple of handguns, and 5 years ago, we had to take him out because he dreamed in the middle of the night he was in a fight. He got up in his sleep and was looking for the gun to shoot somebody who was attacking him. And that's when we said, "Okay, all right, we're taking it." That's it. And he got mad. They got mad because they don't want to admit It's like taking the car away. That was a big deal. Oh, my goodness. I can still drive. But, boy, the Glenn Campbell thing and football, that one kind of threw me for a loop. There's a house. Peon said he saw the story covered on television. Didn't you, about the house out in Wentzville? The spider house?
No.
Oh, it's not
Wentzville.
No,
I just saw it on...
No, I'm sorry. It's Weldon Spring, Whitmore Country Club. Check this out. There's a home with views of the third and fourth holes at Whitmore Country Club that's been vacant for 2 years. It is infested with brown recluse spiders. Oh. And when I say infested, I mean 6,000 spiders.
Wow.
And they can't seem to kill them. It's a 2,400-square-foot atrium ranch, which is an average-size home, nice home. And they've tried pesticides for years, and they cannot kill or keep these spiders from appearing at this house.
It's just had to abandon the house, and they're fighting the insurance company of the previous owners. They tried suing the previous owners, saying that should have been included, you know, that should have been whatever due diligence or whatever on the house, that it was infested with spiders. They can't get the money. They won a judgment, but they can't get the money.
But how can that be that these companies have come in and treated it, and the spiders just keep coming? What the heck? It's like it's possessed or something. Like,
they keep reproducing the eggs. I don't know how that works.
How can you not kill the eggs?
I wonder if you could put a bunch of wolf spiders in there, because wolf spiders do kill.
Yeah, and they need to call you in on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's obvious they should have called you in.
Yeah.
That is wild. That is a weird, weird story. And then down in Lake City, Florida, we've got a car that burst into flames because a woman was at a gas station getting gas, and for whatever reason, she had a lit candle in her car. Who lights a candle and drives around with a lit candle in the car?
I don't know.
I bet it was one of those deodorant, smell good candles.
Oh yeah, but they make those fresheners.
They make all kinds of fresheners. You don't need to light a candle in your car.
Yeah.
Here's a lesson too. I mean, I would never think that the fumes, the vapor, would reach a flame in the car, but it did, and the car's gone. Burst into flames. So
it smells like charcoal.
So you FM DJs, out of work FM DJs listening, don't light candles and put them in your car. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
One of the all-time popular, most requested jokes ever, and here it is. Starts off sad, three nuns killed in an automobile accident. They're in the church van on the way to a retreat and head-on collision, and they're all killed. So they get to the pearly gates, and St. Peter meets the first nun. He goes, "Sister Maria, wow. We knew that eventually we'd be seeing you up here. We just didn't think it'd be this soon. Happy to have you. Welcome to heaven. By the way, the boss, which of course is God, is well aware of all the wonderful things that you've done for orphan children. He cannot wait to meet you. But before the gates open, we must ask you a question, a biblical question. And if you answered correctly, the gates will open. And as the gates open, you'll hear a choir of angels sing. And you'll know that you've been welcomed to heaven." She says, "St. Peter, I'm ready. What is my question?" He said, "Who was the first man?" And Sister Maria says, "Well, Adam." And the gates open, and the angels sing, and the choir, and the music, and she's welcomed and ushered into heaven. The gates close back up, and up walks Sister Teresa. And St. Peter says, "Sister Teresa, what an honor. The boss cannot wait to meet you. He knows all about your selfless life and the tireless hours you've spent helping addicts get clean. He knows your story. And to get into heaven, you need to answer a simple biblical question, and the gates will open, and the choir, and it's wonderful. And you'll see in a moment. But first, you must answer this question. Who was the first woman?" She says, "Well, Eve." And the gates open. And in goes Sister Teresa. Up walks Sister Mary Catherine. St. Peter says, "Ah, Sister Mary Catherine, You've dedicated your whole life to working with the deaf and the blind. What a life of sacrifice and help and goodness. The boss cannot wait to meet you. You know the drill. She said, yep, I saw the other two. I know how this works. I answer a question and the gates open. I am ready. He says, Sister Mary Catherine, what was the first thing that Eve said when she saw Adam for the first time? When they were naked in the garden, what did she say to Adam? And Sister Mary Catherine says, could you repeat that? St. Peter says, sure. What was the first thing Eve said to Adam when they met naked, saw each other for the first time in the garden? Sister Mary Catherine says, whew, that's a hard one.
Let's check the traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, if you're coming in on eastbound 40, you've got, I guess it's hockey traffic that's causing the delays now because you're running slow from 141 through Mason and from Lindbergh all the way into Big Bend. Got a report of an accident now at Highway 15 at Belleville West Parkway in Illinois. Southbound 170, stop and go from Page down through Highway 40. Westbound 40, a little bit slow from Kings Highway through McCausland. Look pretty good as you get out towards the Boone Bridge, but you're heavy again between Highway 94 and just west of K. Southbound 270, it looks like we're really jamming up from Page down through Olive, and then it's slow to Ladue. Pretty good run after that towards Highway 55, and westbound 44 is just off the pace, we'll call it, from the Merrimack River Bridge out through Highway 141. And this traffic report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Advance Auto Parts, order your parts online and pick them up in-store in just 30 minutes so you can get back to the garage doing what you love. Order online at AdvanceAutoParts.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Joe Strauss.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
I'm Jim Hewer.
I'm John Hadley.
I'm Jim Powers.
This is our team that covers your teams.
For the latest information on Mizzou, Cards, Rams, and Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station. The Big 550 KTRS.
The most important purchase you make is a home, and the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low, so it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726 sold or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together, and imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece, or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis, 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
If you are age 40 to 80 and feel osteoarthritis knee pain,
you may qualify for a study of the safety and effectiveness of an already approved injection. To qualify, you should have had knee pain for the previous 30 days and not had an injection of gel for knee pain in the past 6 months or a steroid injection of any joint in the past 90 days. Qualified participants will receive study-related injection and medical exams at no cost and compensation for time and travel. Sundance Clinical Research is enrolling participants in a clinical research study. Call a member of their study team today at 314-567-3377. That's Sundance Clinical Research. Call today, 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377.
This is huge news. Golden Oak rates are now in the twos. We're at 2.875 fixed. Don't miss out this time.
And you still won't pay for the appraisal if your loan doesn't get approved. This is Bob Ellman. If we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
If some lender asks for your credit card, hang up.
We don't need your card because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. We have an A-plus rating with the BVB, and our rate today is 2.875.
We even have a program that eliminates PMI or mortgage insurance, even if you don't have 20% equity.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD.
567-4653.
Rates are down to 2.875, 15-year fixed, APR 3.904. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Randy Naughton here to say that True Clean Carpet is truly the best. Why do I know? I've used them in my house, and believe you me, I need it. I've got three big dogs with a lot of muddy paws. True Clean Carpet is better and different than any other carpet cleaning system, but don't take my word for it. Readers of St. Louis Home Magazine voted True Clean Carpet number one, the best of any major carpet cleaner in St. Louis. Also, the Carpet and Rug Institute tested the True Clean system and awarded True Clean its highest honor for its cleaning results. There are some key differences between True Clean Carpet and other carpet cleaners. True Clean doesn't use any shampoos or detergents. Detergents leave the resoiling residue in your carpet, and it attracts even more dirt, so your carpets begin to look dingy after only weeks of having them cleaned. Also, the True Clean system gets your carpet dry in only 1 to 2 hours instead of 1 to 2 days. So do what I do. Call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500 or see them at truecleancarpet.com. Mention my name and get one Scotchgard protection absolutely free.
Is there anything better than sitting on your deck enjoying a nice iced tea and a burger? First, you need the deck. How's your deck holding up? Time for a new one? Time to redo the one you're sitting on? It's time to call Outdoor Living. Outdoor Living last summer helped me with my deck, and I cannot tell you how thrilled I am. Outdoor Living, Inc. not only showed me all the different options, whether it's PVC, composite, vinyl wrapped, wood, but Outdoor Living has the largest showroom in St. Louis, 2,000 square feet of decking, so I figured out exactly what I wanted from the largest showroom in town. Fencing, decking, lights, pergolas, three-season, two-season porches, low maintenance. Check out their website, OutdoorLivingInc.com. That's OutdoorLivingInc.com. They'll build you the deck of your dreams, or they'll sell you the material, and you can build it yourself. 314-966-DECK or OutdoorLivingInc.com. You need a deck, a fence, lights, pergolas, whatever it is. You need an outdoor expert. You need OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Research. Price. Find. OnlyCars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season.
Why?
Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 till 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huer at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 till 9 p.m. Brought to you by Oak Ridge Winery, Lodi, California's oldest operating winery. Available at your local Shop and Save, Schnucks, Deerberg's, and other fine wine shops and restaurants. And the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone.
You know what that means?
Let me go home.
Mike Evans is here. And he's here thanks to Annie Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. I will be dining there twice next week. I can't wait. I'll be having me some good old potato pancakes with applewood bacon. I will probably have a filet. I will have some mashed potatoes because they're wonderful. And I will indulge in bread pudding, which I don't like and never did until I tasted the bread pudding at Annie Gunn's. They're closed on Mondays with a few exceptions throughout the year. Next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market are proud to present, da-da-da-da, is the curtains open, Mike Evans. Hey, did you hear about Jan Hooks?
Yeah, died at 54.
57.
Wow.
6 years on Saturday Night Live, one of the Sweeney sisters, one of my favorite skits, bits ever. It was an ongoing thing, the Sweeney sisters. I loved them. That's
some kind of long illness, but they didn't say what.
Yeah, they just said sick for a long, long time.
Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah, she was cute, too.
She was very cute, and I've heard she was a very nice lady.
Yeah. I don't know what she did after that, but...
She's probably been sick.
Yeah, if people Google Jan Hooks, you'll recognize... If you watch Saturday Night Live at all,
she was in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Yeah. She was the tour guide at the Alamo.
Yeah.
Is that worth watching again, Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
I think so.
Oh, sure.
I think it is.
Because
I tell you what, he sure was poorly cast in Blacklist.
Who?
Pee-wee Herman.
He was in Blacklist?
Yeah, this week.
I don't watch it. My wife
does. As just Paul Rubens or himself?
Just Paul Rubens.
Yeah.
Oh, but he was playing another character. He was playing
a gangster.
Wow. I'm going to kill you.
Hands up. Put your hands up.
Wait, hold on. Well, hold on. Dan, do that again.
Hands up.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, that's fabulous.
That was fantastic.
Pop quiz question. Who's Vince Vaughn's best friend? Joaquin Phoenix, Martin Short, Steve Martin, Matt Damon.
You know that Joaquin Phoenix, until he was the age of one...
Here it comes!
Until he was 1 year old, was crawling Phoenix.
Thank you!
Brother.
Thank you. God.
There goes my report.
Yeah, sorry.
Right down the old toilet.
Sorry.
Movie review. St. Vincent opens in limited release tomorrow, everywhere next week. Everything about this movie is great. It's about a single mom played by Melissa McCarthy, who has a 10-year-old son, and they move in next door to the crusty Vincent Van Nuys, played by Bill Murray, who also has an on-again, off-again Russian prostitute girlfriend, played by Naomi Watts.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the cast is great, and while all the chemistry starts off all wrong, it certainly ends up all right. Rated PG, 116 minutes, 4 stars, Oscar nominations all over this
There's
film.
Not a love scene with Bill Murray and Melissa McCarthy, is there?
No.
Okay. Just
how about Bill Murray and Naomi Watts?
Well, yeah.
I did. Yeah. Anyway.
No. Nope.
Odds and Ends is
it true?
Bruce Jenner has joined a gender alteration group.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Including hormone therapy, hair removal, and posture training, whatever that is.
He's a decathlon Olympian. That's a lie.
Yes, yes.
No, I showed you that picture. Remember the other day of him with that long, flowing hair?
Pian showed me a picture of him. Honest to goodness, I thought he was showing me a picture of somebody's mom.
It's unbelievable. What the hell happened there?
I don't know.
There's a fancy-schmancy clothing store next to the pool entrance of the Mirage Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Even has a uniformed armed security guards. Problem is, nobody goes inside. The place is a bust, a joke. People that have gone inside said the prices are through the roof. It is their first try at retail. It is the Kardashian clothing store.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. New York Post headline above the story about that dog that was owned by the woman in Madrid who died of Ebola. Officials believe the dog could be a carrier of the disease and decided the dog had to be put down.
Yeah, do what you got to do.
New York Post headline screams, his blight worse than his bark.
Oh, that's good.
Like that one?
It's a good one.
Date in Hollywood history, October 9th, birthdays of three of my favorite musicians, 1940. John Lennon, born in 1944, John Entwistle, born in 1948, Jackson Brown. Remember when Jackson Brown was dating Daryl Hannah and he got arrested for hitting her or something?
Vaguely.
Yeah, and now Daryl Hannah's dating She's dating. Neil Young.
What happened to her? What happened to her career?
She's odd.
Yeah, she's a little nutty.
She's nuts.
She's odd if she's dating Neil Young. John Entwistle was absolutely an incredible bass player.
Fabulous.
Yes.
He could have played in your band, Dano.
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't know if he's that good.
He was unreal.
And on this date, 1911, Jack Daniels, who created the whiskey that bore his name.
Never heard of it.
Got so drunk, he forgot the combination of his safe in his office, became enraged, started kicking the safe, split his foot open, and died of blood poisoning the same night.
Wow.
On this date, 1911, Jack Daniels died.
Control your temper. There's a moral of that story.
You know how I always control my temper, Franco.
You sure do, Mike.
You know, why didn't he, you know, pour a little whiskey on his foot?
Yeah. Disinfect it.
Might have helped the South Force take care of the meters. Anyway.
No.
And finally. Frank, you know what? You've worked too hard this week. You ought to take tomorrow off.
I don't want to, but I have to.
Mm-hmm. You're on assignment.
Strict
order. Are you on assignment?
Yep. Orders.
Zipper zapper?
Orders from the top.
Okay. Zipper zapper.
Who's Vince Vaughn's best friend? Joaquin Phoenix, Martin Short, Steve Martin, Matt Damon.
Oh, man.
Well, that's a tough one.
I'm going to say Matt Damon.
I'm going to say Matt Damon.
I'm going to say the least likely, Martin Short.
The answer, for the second time, you've missed it, all of you.
Oh.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh.
Hey, I'm Mike Evans, right out of Hollywood. Hey.
Yeah, I did. When I said before he was the age of one, he was crawling Phoenix.
Yes. Crawling Phoenix.
Yeah,
yes.
And then he got bigger and he was running Phoenix.
See, I was going to throw, when you were talking about archery.
Yeah. Bo Bridges?
No, I was going to talk about you build up a great big huge like fortress, and it would be called the archery bunker. Crawling Phoenix.
How does this feel, this silence? How's it feel?
It's fine. I'm used to it.
Yeah.
How long ago were we talking about archery?
That was in the Playhouse.
That's been steaming, half hour ago.
That's been steaming in all this time.
I was going to throw
marinating
it out there,
in his brain.
But when he threw out Crawling Phoenix, I thought I...
Which was funny.
I could throw that out there.
Yeah. What would have been funnier is, who was the guy who was really good with the bow and arrow, who the bigot racist archery bunker? See, now that...
Okay.
Now you got something. That's
funny.
Yeah. See the difference?
Oh, yeah.
Watch and learn. First Community Credit Union, where I do my banking. The word bank is not in their name. It's not First Community Bank. First Community Credit Union. So why is it the place to bank? Well, I'll tell you why. It's not only is it a place to bank, it's a great place to bank. Just because bank's not in the name. What is it you out there in radio land have a bank for anyway? You have a bank that was a place to put your money and save money, borrow money. And yeah, okay, well, they do all that. They have all the banking services. Credit unions have all the services any other banking institution has. You just have to think of it this way. At one time, it was like a country club, and only certain people could belong. And everything that was great about that country club, most people couldn't enjoy. Well, that country club membership thing was taken away, but everything that was great about it was still there and made available to everybody. So you still have all the great services and the great service that used to be just for a chosen few. Now anybody can bank there. And the rates are great, and the service is great, and I think you'll like everything about it. Consider it. Consider dumping or leaving and closing out the accounts where you are now. And join us at First Community Credit Union. The yard sale will not be on this Saturday, by the way. It will return the 18th, and it's sponsored by First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
It's time for our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, not much really happening on the highways. In fact, things are thinning out rapidly. About the only real problems you have are slowdowns, and that's coming in for Blues Hockey. On eastbound 40, you're slowing down from about Spady through Big Bend. That's causing southbound 170 to jam up from Ladue down through Highway 40. Eastbound 270, just a little pocket right before Lindbergh that's slow. And on westbound 40, we're looking at heavy traffic still from about the Science Center through McCausland. Everything else running pretty well. And this traffic report is brought to you by Choice Hotels. What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels. Because now, when you take two separate trips, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and visit choicehotels.com for details. Great endings begin here. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 until 6. Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoyne.
And I'm Randy Naughton.
Inviting you to join us for the Martin Kilcoyne Show at 10 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Here comes the fall. Time to start looking at your yard and time to start reseeding. Can I recommend Dynagreen Seeds? They have the tall fescue seed and it can be found at your local home and garden dealer. It is designed specifically for lawns in the Midwest in this temperature, in this region. So you want the best lawn? You want Dynagreen. And to find out more, DynagreenInfo.com and their tall fescue seed. For your local Dynagreen dealer, check out Bear Garden Shop.
You know what ruins a family camping trip? Staying zipped in the tent because of ragweed pollen, the number one cause of fall allergies. Allegra gets you back in the fun by relieving your worst indoor and outdoor symptoms, even at 8 times high pollen levels. Allegra's non-drowsy relief starts in 1 hour and stays strong for 24. Camping is for bonding, not sneezing. So get Allegra, stop suffering, and start living.
Use only as directed in controlled environment studies using pollen deemed high by the National Allergy Bureau. Visit Allegra.com.
All right, what can I see in 2 seconds? Nothing.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Gunfire breaks out during protests in South St. Louis following a deadly shooting by an off-duty St. Louis police officer.
A charitable barbecue set for this weekend has to be canceled after thieves make off with a grill, a steamer, a meat cooler, and 2 trailers. I'll have the story.
And heavy rains bring flash flooding to parts of the metro area. Could there be more in our immediate future?
I'm Chandrea Thomas in for Sandy Miller tonight.
And I'm Elliot Davis in for Tom O'Neill. Unrest breaks out in the Shaw neighborhood after another officer-involved shooting.
The result? Controversy over the circumstances surrounding the shots fired. We have team coverage anchored tonight by Fox 2's Rafer Weigel, who sat down with Police Chief Sam Dotson this weekend.
Yeah, Chandrea, Chief Dotson.